Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101 Podcast of the Ages. It's all about alcoholism, drug addiction, and relationships. How to create the life you've always wanted and always desired. We'll be right back with the show. Hello and welcome. My name is Stefan Neff, host of this absolutely fantastic podcast. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is how to understand the puzzles of life. And what I'm talking about puzzles, because we do all have a puzzle. Our life is a puzzle. We create everything, everyone in our life. And if we reject one portion of our life, good, bad, or ugly, that's a piece of our puzzle that we need. We need these pieces, even if they're uncomfortable, even if they're sad, even if we get angry. And if we reject these puzzles or pieces of our life, then our life isn't one complete puzzle. Because actually, when we really create this puzzle is our life, what do we see? We see little pieces, people, things in our life that is part of our journey. Because our journey is to create this abundant, happy life. So if we reject certain aspects of life that we're feeling uncomfortable, it's like throwing away a part of us, a piece of us. But if we understand that this is part of our life and a part of our growth of who we want to be, that is growth. That's truly understanding ourselves, because those pieces we need. And by, for example, if you were in a bad relationship or uncomfortable relationship where your husband or wife is always criticizing you, and you're seeking out help, how to deal with that. And if you reject the fact that that person is part of your life, that means you haven't accepted that part. You haven't accepted who you are and who you were. By embracing the understanding that's part of life, part of your life, then you can appreciate that aspect of your life, even if it's uncomfortable, even if you don't really feel that it's necessary to hold on to that. Yes, healing those processes, but throwing them away and rejecting them, that means that's not part of your puzzle of your life for your growth towards your success and happiness. So that's what I'm meaning by all the pieces of our puzzle to our life are very important. Every aspect. So when you create this path where you want to go, and so building those puzzle, building those pieces is very important. So when you have those pieces that you feel, okay, let's see, where do I go from here? What puzzle? If you ever done a jigsaw puzzle and you're always fitting these pieces into the puzzle and you're figuring it all out, and it's just like life. You figure it all out. You're putting all the right places, all the pieces to the right places. If you throw that piece away, you no longer have a complete puzzle. Even if that puzzle piece is damaged. For example, if you cut part of it off, it's still going to fit in there, but with a missing piece, it's still part of the puzzle. So for example, your husband or wife or whatever, God forbid that person's no longer with you, that person's still part of your puzzle, being part of your life, even though it's not attached to that puzzle anymore. So there's a void, there's a hole in there. And that's okay, because that's part of the puzzle. It's still a puzzle, even though there's a void in there. By rejecting it and eliminating it, that means that puzzle is not completed. So how do you create this absolutely amazing life with all these, for example, not very good puzzle pieces. Accepting them. Accepting that's part of your life. Because when you accept these puzzle pieces that are uncomfortable, sad, or lonely, whatever those puzzle pieces may be, you can start to realize. For myself, I start to realize, okay, I need that puzzle. I need that piece. For example, this morning, I have this facial expression that I use when I'm, it's like a smile, but it's not a very nice smile. It's because I'm rejecting something. And if I say to myself, well, that's not very good to do that. That's how I was feeling at the moment. That's part of my puzzle. By rejecting, oh, I should never use that ever again because that's not nice. That's like rejecting something that's who you are. That's who you are. Accepting it. You can heal that part of you that's bothering you and why you have that irritation smile, but you still have it. But appreciate that you do have it because you can learn from that. You can learn from those uncomfortable feelings in our life. And then you can push yourself forward to create what you want. And that's to be happy, joyful, every single day, every single moment. That's life. That's the puzzle pieces of life. Now, this is a fantastic topic, and I would love for everybody to share this and have a fantastic, you know, opportunity to help somebody else in life. Because, you know what, when you help somebody else in life, it's very important that we create this inner growth towards us around the world. We all want to have that fulfilling puzzle piece built and created and put up on the wall. That's part of life. So if this resonated with you, if you would like to share it, fantastic. I would love that. And I would appreciate it so much. So we're going to be right back after a recap, and we'll be right back. This podcast was brought to you by Thank You Life 101. We have created online programs, face-to-face programs, and ultimate groups to create happiness within you. Hello and welcome back. We're going to do a little bit of a recap. I was talking about puzzles and puzzle pieces. Yeah, I know it sounds, you know, we used to do these when we were kids. Puzzle pieces, right? Is by holding on to and having these puzzle pieces are part of your life. And like I mentioned, rejecting those puzzle pieces means throwing away a part of your life. To understand those pieces are part of your life. Very important. Cherish those ones, even if they're not healthy or not very comfortable, or if they're sad or lonely puzzle pieces. Those are part of you. Accept them. Accepting those puzzle pieces that you may believe that they're not important or they're uncomfortable. Those are a big part of life and part of you. So how do you create the life that you've always wanted? By accepting. Accepting who you are. Accepting who you were. And accepting who you want to be. So I'd like to thank you all again. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody that were listening to this podcast today. And this is all about helping people help themselves. Helping people help themselves. Like I said, create the life that you've always wanted. You've always desired. And you've dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. And we're out.